The all-new Hot 107.9, Philly's hottest station for hip-hop and R&B. Welcome back to On Your Mind with Mia Mendez. And in studio, I have Megan Herbert. I knew I was going to say it wrong. I knew it. As I was thinking it, I was like, I'm going to say that wrong.
Listen, I don't even say it right, so you're fine.
She's newly married, so she's getting used to it, too. But, okay, Megan Herbert.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, the director of programming at the Kimmel Center. And the Kimmel Center is actually hosting a monthly event called the Sitting In Jam Session series. And this sounds like a whole lot of fun. I didn't even know about it. It's actually always on a Wednesday, right?
It's usually always on a Wednesday. Every once in a while, something happens in the building and we've got to move it to a Tuesday, but that's rare.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, March 13th is the next one. Tell us about that.
We've got a group coming in that it will be a premiere of that group, essentially. They're called Philadelphia Artists for Creative Transformation. They're basically newly formed by Anthony Tidd, who is the curator of Sittin' In, and also the director of our creative music program at the Kimmel Center.
Okay.
He's a bassist, a composer, a producer, nice. And Sittin' In is sort of his brainchild that he came to us with as an idea.
Okay. Yeah, and I was going to ask that. This. So he originated this, came to the Kimmel Center. Okay.
Yeah, we do various free programming, but this was more him coming at us with, you know, I have this really cool idea.
Yeah.
Is this something we could incorporate into the free program? And, you know, it was sort of this taking the idea of a sit-in, you know, in traditional jazz jam sessions, you know, you would have, you know, a huge jam and then other folks would have the opportunity to sit in. And there wasn't a lot of people in the city doing like a formal sit in. There's open mics, but this is a little different.
Right. As I was reading about it, I said, oh, this is like an open mic, but for bands.
Right.
I mean, because I wasn't familiar with the term sit in. So that's a jazz
right.
thing.
Right. It's so, yeah, oh. It comes from sort of a jazz origin.
Nice.
And so it's an idea of, you know, the band who's up there. So whoever the band leader is, and in our case for these events, who the premier host is for the
yes.
evening. Basically is the person who gets to kind of choose who else can come on stage for the sit-in portion
okay.
of the evening. So we have sort of a format of the evening. So the way that it works is we start off with a DJ.
Okay.
DJ Fish is sort of our resident
yeah.
DJ for the event. He's really great and fun. We're enjoying working with him. This year we did something new and we added an opening set for younger artists.
Okay.
So mostly students, a lot of times students who are either in our program or, for example, at University of the Arts or other sort of young, up-and-coming, spoken word, freestyle, hip-hop artists.
Really quickly, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to On Your Mind with Mia Mendez, and in studio I have Megan Herbert, and she is from the Kimmel Center. We're talking about the Sitting In Jam Session series that they have every month. Are these students like college students? Is there an age range or?
It's sort of a mix.
Okay.
We've probably had everything from 17 to 24, I would say.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Then the host will come out, and the host's band gets to just do what I would call sort of a showcase set. So they get
yeah.
to do their own set for about like 45 minutes.
Nice.
And then we'll take another DJ break, and then they'll come back out and do another freeform set, and that's when the sit-in really starts to happen.
Okay.
And the host will invite other folks from the audience to come in and sit in on certain tunes. And it can be anything from the piano player to a drummer to horns to multiple horns to a vocalist.
Nice.
So it's fun because by the end of the night, you sort of never know where it's going to go and what
right.
you're gonna get.
Because if you just have random people from the audience, it could go anywhere.
Right.
So yeah. Oh, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. Just when in the segment right before now, we were talking to Black Pearl, the orchestra. I was just saying, I always wanted to play the piano. That was the instrument I was, but at the school that I went to at the time, they didn't offer it.
Yeah.
I ended up playing the flute for like a year and a half or whatever.
I did the saxophone for like 6 months. Yeah.
I played the flute. Not that they're bad instruments, but my heart was always like, I don't know, I always gravitated to want to play the piano and still do to this day. But I just think that when you're at something and it's live, anything live, whether it's a play or whatever the case may be, and you get to feel that energy in the room, it's always a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And I think actually that was part of the creation of wanting to do this kind of event.
Yeah.
And I think not only does it give our local musicians a chance to showcase who they are and have fun with it and and be creative. I mean, Anthony's, you know, keyword is creative.
Yeah.
And it's this idea of you know, sometimes we forget, we're so used to listening to produced music that you forget about improvisation. And, you know, Anthony comes from a jazz background.
Okay.
But he's very much entrenched in the world of R&B and soul and hip hop. I mean, he's a producer and, you know, the Roots were actually the reason he landed in Philadelphia. So.
Aww. That's awesome.
Yeah, so he actually grew up, Steve Coleman was sort of his mentor and who he toured with for 12 years. So he's very steeped in the jazz tradition.
Yeah.
So the idea was, you know, okay, how do we take those elements of jazz and do something here in Philadelphia, but that's fresh, that highlights young artists, that, you know, allows them to be who they are and gives other artists a shot to be on stage. And part of creativity as a musician is being able to be in that moment and to vibe with the other musicians and figure out how to make a jam work.
Right.
It's important for artists to have those things. And I think that was another driver for Anthony too, because with the youth program that we have at the Kimmel Center that he manages, you know, he wanted those students to be able to come and see and watch, you know, other master musicians and how they played with each other, because that even in itself is a learning experience, whether you're in it or you're watching it.
And inspiring.
Right.
Yeah.
When you're like, when you're learning your craft, you know, you have to understand and be able to adapt in that kind of a situation.
Right.
And so that was also a key driver for us wanting to really bring this event in and do this, because we felt like, oh, it's dual purpose, you know,
It
has a really great, there's so many interesting connections that people can make their way into it.
How do you pick your, you know, your host for the night? Like, is there a way bands in Philadelphia could maybe submit?
It's interesting. We're sort of talking about this recently and how to do it. I mean, originally it was more of, you know, we had certain people in mind, and Anthony had people in mind that he knew would be good hosts, people that were known in the city for doing things like this.
Yeah.
So, for example, we started off, we actually just, tomorrow will be our anniversary of doing this for 1 year.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So,
yay.
I just realized that this morning as I was prepping to come here. He did like an all-star band that was with James Poyser and Hezekiah and Matt Cappy, sort of some other players in the city.
Yeah.
But we've had folks like Luke Carlos O'Reilly, Oren Evans with the Captain Black Big Band, Jeff Bradshaw, Lauren Talese did a really great event with us. Ursula Rucker and Rich Medina did a night.
Nice.
And that was a really fun sort of spoken word night.
Combined.
Yeah, where Rich even got up and did some spoken word. He didn't just stay behind the tables all night. And so that was really a fun and different experience. And I think so that was sort of important when Anthony was picking the host in the beginning, and as we're growing this program, is he wanted to make sure that we had different genres kind of represented,
right,
that each night could have a different feel to it.
Yeah.
And so moving forward, you know, we're picking up a lot of interest from other folks who are like, how do I get in?
That's growing. Yeah.
So we're going to be developing basically a submission process, kind of like a, you know, an email that people can email to. We haven't set it up yet, but we're going to do that. So right now, Anthony's still curating. He has a heavy hand in picking who the hosts are.
Yeah.
But pretty soon, we're going to roll something out where people can send in like an EPK or a demo.
What I was thinking.
And, you know, so that we're not forgetting about people who are out there. I mean, between Anthony and us at the Kimmel, there's a lot of different musicians that we work with all the time. So, you know, the list was pretty big to begin with.
We knew
that we could pull from that would be really strong hosts and help us get the program off the ground. So that's sort of how we've started for these first events, essentially, that we've done.
Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to On Your Mind with me, Amendez. And in studio today, I have Megan Hubert of the Kimmel Center, and we're discussing the sitting in jam session they have monthly at the Kimmel Center. So can they just go to the Kimmel Center's website?
Yeah, if you go to KimmelCenter.org and you do a search for sitting in, you can find out when our sitting in programs are. Like you said, they're once a month. So our next one is March 17th. And then in April, we have what's interesting about the March 17th event is we're doing it in the Innovation Studio of Kimmel Center.
Okay.
Normally they happen in the plaza, and that was sort of another impetus for us to want to do this.
Okay.
The program takes place on the plaza stage. And nice. We do it when there's nothing else happening in the building.
Right.
So people get to kind of come in and just hang out.
And have that freedom. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a way for people to experience the building and it sort of takes the intimidation of it out.
Yeah.
A lot of people are really intimidated by the building, or they associate it, you know, there's still an association that, you know, only classical arts take place there.
Right.
Sort of breaking down that barrier that there is actually a lot of different kinds of music happening inside our roof. And,
yeah.
you know, we've got a little bit of something for everyone. And that was another driver for this program, because it's helping us to hit an audience that we weren't really hitting before.
Right.
And that's been really great and positive for us. And we're trying to figure out, okay, how do we harness that energy
yeah.
going and take it into something new? But right now we're prepping for the Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts to take place in April.
Okay.
And there is a 100-foot time machine being built in the plaza, which is, you know, sort of more to come on that, which will be an experience unto itself in April. So the March sit-in is actually taking place in Innovation Studio, which is our Black Box studio.
Okay.
And it's really fun. We've done a sit-in down there. And it was, it's a much more of an intimate space.
Right.
But we're putting a big band down there.
So, oh, wow.
Philadelphia Artists for Creative Transformation is basically a 16-piece big band ensemble.
Nice.
And their motivation and their creation moving forward is, you know, in the spirit of big bands like, yeah. you know, Mingus and Count Basie. But taking it to a level of creativity and new music,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's taking the spirit of that big band, but they're not necessarily going to be focused on doing, you know, traditional music.
Right.
You know, they want to think about Coltrane, and they want to think about the Heath Brothers and
yeah.
and Billie Holiday and people whose jazz roots are steeped here in Philadelphia.
Right.
But do a modern take on, you know, music today.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily... even just rearrangements of those folks, but learning from what they brought to us and taking it to a new level.
Yeah, which makes sense, because yeah. that's why it would cross like different genres.
Yeah,
you could absolutely. Pull that into anything.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to see what they're all about. And the Our Youth Jazz Ensemble is going to be the student opener.
Okay.
Which is going to be really fun. And they're a really group. They're really talented kids. And Anthony always says that, you know, if he ran a jazz club here, you know, and they were old enough to perform,
right.
he would hire them. But, you know, a lot of them are, you know, between the ages of 13 and 17. And
wow.
They're amazing. So it's going to be a really exciting night for us. So,
yeah.
I get there early if you plan on coming. On
right. The 17th. So what time does this actually start then?
It starts at 7:30.
7:30 on yep. the 17th. Okay.
Yep. 7:30.
And this is a Wednesday, right?
It is a Wednesday.
This is a Wednesday night. Awesome. I think it's so great and positive, just from my first segment with the Black Pearl Orchestra and even now with you, to know that there are so many young kids that are learning instruments and trying to be great musicians and things of that nature. Because sometimes, you know, in society and with media and things like that, you hear the negative.
Right.
You know what I mean? You hear
right.
like the bad Absolutely. Things that are going on and the bullying or whatever the case may be. And I understand that that's, you know, apparent, you know,
exist.
It's going
yeah.
on. I understand
yeah.
that it's going on. But I just think it's awesome for me even to talk to both of you today and to know that, you know, there are kids that are being artistic and creative and learning and being inspired. And so this is an awesome event. And yeah, sitting in jam session sounds like a lot of fun. I encourage people to definitely go March 13th at the Kimball Center, 7:30. It is free.
It's free. It is free. We love that. Who doesn't love free things?
Right.
And Jose Garces is our caterer in the space,
Ooh.
Which is a new thing. So that's been actually a fun new element to the program as well. As,
okay.
You know, they'll do drink specials for
yeah.
us and are running the bars there. So
okay.
that's great. Yeah, so get a little bit of like Garces cocktails, free to come in, great music.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
That sounds like an awesome evening. I almost, unfortunately, I'll be working on Wednesday. Shout out to my night show. But yeah, if I remember off on a Wednesday that you're doing this is something I would definitely enjoy.
Absolutely. And it goes until 11 o'clock. So
okay.
You know, if you don't make it there right at 7:30, you know, you can still come at 9:30, and you know, yeah, as long as there's space for you, you know, yeah, you're welcome to come in, which is also a nice thing about the event.
So, I mean, obviously, yes, we want aspiring artists and people that, you know, are playing an instrument, things like that, to come because they're part of that audience that would then come up during the sit-in and get to do their thing. But also, this is open just for people that I would assume just love music anybody, and want to be. Yeah.
It's open to anybody. You know, we've seen such a range of folks kind of come to it.
Right.
But what's been really great for us at the Kimmel is it's helped us really attract a younger demographic. So, you know, we see a lot of 25 to 35 year olds at the event, young professionals, which is really great.
It's, yeah, I was going to say the Kimmel Center does have a pretty like historic name.
Right.
So I could see what you're saying, the younger demographic. Yeah, because, you know, Kimmel Center has just been around. How long has the Kimmel Center been around?
So the Kimmel Center opened up in 2001.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, relatively speaking, I would like to say we're still newborns.
Really? Wow, 2001. I would think, I don't know why I feel like I remember it when I was younger for some reason. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's been around a lot longer.
Well,
but
I feel like that speaks positively.
The Kimmel Center has been around. It just feels like it's been around a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun because we manage, you know, we manage the Kimmel Center, but then we also manage the Merriam Theater and the Academy of Music.
Okay. So maybe that's why Merriam Theater has been around a long time. Yeah. Yeah.
So
okay.
That's all part of the campus. And it's that's great fun, too. It's so great to have three venues in the same block on Broad Street.
Yeah.
You know, we have so many different things happening between all of those venues. And that's what's really cool about sitting in is that, you know, this isn't something that we were doing before and it wasn't something that anybody else in any of our buildings were doing.
So yeah.
It really is a new way for people to experience the Kimmel Center.
Yeah.
What's really kind of fun about it.
So if someone wanted to come to actually be a part of it, of the sitting in, do they have to have their own instrument or...
Yeah, I mean, mostly everybody who's coming, you know, you see people kind of walk in with like their horns,
right,
their back and things. And I will say, you can definitely tell sort of the folks who know the hosts who are featured because you can see them during the breaks creeping over to them, position themselves for getting called up on stage to be a part of the sit-in. But it's interesting, like we've seen a lot of UART students kind of come and show up and just see what it's about. And some of them get called on stage. Some of our creative music program students come and they'll come with their parents.
Oh, nice.
And they'll stay till the end and they'll, you know, they'll get called up to do, you know, certain roles. We have piano on stage and drums on stage. So folks who sort
those
of
you don't
and are those musicians, you know, certainly, if they're invited to come and sit in, they use the instruments that are
right. Because just off the top of my head, I'm thinking you probably would want your own instrument if it's like a horn or something for sanitary purposes.
Right. Like, you're not blowing somebody else's piece.
I'm thinking like you need your own.
No. It's good. No, but it's fun. It's actually fun to see who gets sort of the opportunity to come on stage and sort of what organically happens when they do that.
So do people come up and sing also, right?
They could there's sometimes vocalists, and some of the sitting in hosts are vocalists themselves.
Okay.
So we've had nights where, you know, it's not just about being instrumental, where we've had the hosts who are also vocalists or spoken word or freestyle artists. And then sometimes then in the jam, they'll invite a vocalist to come up to do a song.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you kind of never know what you're going to get. And I think a lot of it you can tell is definitely depends on the host and how that host is carrying that jam session through to the end of the evening.
Some people, I know what you mean. Personality-wise, you could just kind of, different people do things differently. All this sounds fun. A sitting in jam session, March 13th at the Kimmel Center, starts at 7:30, and this goes to about 11 p.m., right?
Yeah.
So you can come in, enjoy the music if you're not a musician, or if you are a musician in the Philadelphia, even South Jersey area that is listening, and this is something that sounds of interest to you, you can get up there and do your thing, and, you never know what opportunities come from stuff like this.
That's
because, you know, you always hear about, you know, different artists that were found at some open mic type of situation.
Right.
You just never know. It's like random, especially in that part of Philly, you know, being in the downtown area, you know, people are in town for business reasons, for whatever the case may be, I might just stumble upon this. Right. And, you know, stuff happens.
We've even seen, you know, I've been at the Kimmel since 2008. And even in the short time that I've been in there.
Right.
It is very interesting to watch folks grow.
Like, yeah.
For example, Justin Faulkner, who is a jazz drummer, is somebody who used to be in our creative music program.
And now
tours extensively with, you know, jazz artists like Kurt Rosenwinkel and
other nice.
He's done projects with other folks.
Nice.
And his younger brother is actually in our creative music.
Oh,
now,
cool.
And he
next
is a
generation.
Sick little drummer. It runs in the family, but they're amazing. But it is true. You never know.
Yeah.
And we've watched, you know, even other artists, you know, people like Amos Lee and Melody Gardot were people who performed as part of our Free in the Plaza performances a year ago. Now they're headlining our venues, and that's always really special.
Yeah.
You know, and our hope is that, you know, we see more of that too with the folks who come through and participate and sit in. You know, the hope is that, you know, we're a part of that stepping stone for them.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. Can you give the website one more time?
It's www.kimmelcenter.org.
Great, awesome.
All
info is on there.
Sit-in, yep. You can find info on upcoming sit-in events. And they're free. Don't forget they're free.
Yes, free events. So DJ Fish, I was reading, he went to Central High School here in Philly. And it was funny because I went to Colonel Dougherty, which is really close. So I knew people from Central. I was just like, I have to see a picture of him, see if I recognize him.
Yeah, I bet you would. Actually, it would be funny. It's funny. I see Fish out all the time. He's a really good guy.
Awesome.
And he was really fun. And, you know, when we talked about, you know, wanting to have a resident DJ as part of this, you know, his thinking was like, you know, I want somebody who's sort of, you know, a younger guy who's like an up and comer.
Yeah.
And like, you know, this is going to be his gig. And, you know, I think Fish
take pride in it.
Enjoyed, you know, being a part of it. But he's also in it, you know, he also has no problem stepping down. We've done a show with DJ Jazeer and Back to Basics.
Okay.
Stepped down for that. And then just last week we had DJ Static from Ill Vibe.
Nice.
Guest DJ. So, yeah, it's kind of, we call it like a mix of vinyl, vocals, and horns, you know?
Great music, great night. It sounds like a lot of fun. Again, Kimmel Center, this is the Sit and Jam session. Just so you know, yes, the next one is March 13th at 7:30, but it is a monthly event. So you could just keep that in the back of your mind and you can check out the website, KimmelCenter.org, and all the info is up there. Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
It's fun.
It's great to talk to you.
There you have it, On Your Mind with Mia Mendez, coming to a close. I would like to thank Megan Hubert of the Kimmel Center for coming in today, and also in our first segment earlier this morning, founder and music director Jerry Lynn Johnson of the Black Pearl Chamber Orchestra. I would like to thank her for coming in as well. Don't forget that is going down. Black Pearl Chamber Orchestra is happening this afternoon, 4 p.m. at the Cathedral here in Philly. So check that out. It looks like a really good time. All this information, hot1079philly.com. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Of course, I will talk to you home team style Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to midnight right here on Hot 107.9. And we'll do this all over again next Sunday, 8 a.m. Enjoy.